Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that a lot of people ask me about, the difference between two of Florida's most popular Gulf Coast islands, Siesta Key and Longboat Key. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so these two islands are actually pretty different when you really dig into them. They're both beautiful, don't get me wrong, but they attract different kinds of people and have very different vibes.
Okay, so I'm hearing you say they're not just two versions of the same thing. What would you say is the biggest difference between them?
Great question. So Siesta Key is more of a laid-back, casual beach town vibe. It's got this younger energy, a lot of families, great restaurants and bars right on the beach. It's more developed in that tourist-friendly way. Longboat Key, on the other hand, is a bit more upscale and exclusive. It's quieter, more residential, and you get a real sense that you're in a private community.
Oh, wow. So they're really different experiences then. I'm guessing that affects the real estate market too, right?
Absolutely. Siesta Key tends to have more inventory and more price points. You can find condos, smaller homes, things for different budgets. Longboat Key is definitely pricier. You're looking at larger estates, beachfront properties, and it's really geared toward people who want that exclusive, quieter lifestyle. The demographics are different too.
So if someone's coming to you and saying, David, I want to buy on the Gulf Coast, but I'm not sure which island, what's your pitch? How do you help them figure out which one is right for them?
I ask them about their lifestyle. Are you looking for a vibrant beach town where you can walk to restaurants and bars? Do you want that community feel? Then Siesta Key might be your spot. But if you're looking for peace and quiet, privacy, and you don't mind spending more, Longboat Key is where you want to be. It really comes down to what matters to you and your family.
That makes total sense. And I'm guessing the beach experience itself is different too?
Yeah, Siesta Key has this famous white sand beach that's super popular. It can get crowded, especially in season. It's beautiful and fun. Longboat Key's beaches are gorgeous too, but they're quieter. You get more of that serene, peaceful experience. So again, it depends on what you're after.
No kidding. So really, there's no wrong answer. It's just about matching the island to what you actually want your life to look like.
And honestly, some people end up with property on both. But the key is being honest with yourself about what lifestyle you're really looking for. That's what I help my clients figure out.
That's great advice. David, this has been super helpful. Thanks so much for breaking down these two islands for us. If someone wants to reach out to you about buying on the Gulf Coast, how can they find you?
Thanks for having me. They can always reach out through my website or give me a call. I love helping people find the right place, whether it's Siesta Key, Longboat Key, or anywhere else in the area.